In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. I'm going to be very, very clear today. I'm going to read from Isaiah 49, verse 14 and following. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me." Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt that? Oh, yes, I want to be real today. I'm real every day. The Lord has forsaken me. With this pandemic, I'm afraid to go out. Where is God? Where is God? I'm going to tell you where he is. He's closer than your breath. Let's continue this. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget. Yes, I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. The Lord has not forsaken you. You may feel that. You can even tell him, "I feel forsaken. I feel lost today, Jesus. But you know what? I'm going to believe that I'm not lost, that you formed me in my mother's womb, that you gave me my name in my mother's womb, that my builders outstrip my destroyers." Oh, yes. This is the scripture that has always given me peace, because people go through these experiences. But you know what? Trust God in the midst of it. Trust God in the midst of it.
Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus can't leave you. Jesus created you. He can't forsake you. He created your life and he has a perfect plan. A mother can't forget about who she created. You know, Jesus can't forget about who he loves. You know, a lot of times, trials and tribulations are to just bring you closer, for you to surrender deeper. You know, I was listening to a sermon yesterday, and the priest said the level of demonic affliction in your life is an indicator to the height of heaven and holiness God wants you to obtain. So are you going through a season of unsurety, of turmoil right now? God's using that to sanctify your soul. The greater the spiritual warfare in someone's life, the greater the sign of predestination in someone's life. If you cooperate with Christ, God wants your surrender today. God wants your cooperation today. God wants you to put nothing in between you and God. No anxieties, no unbelief, no vanity of this world. Jesus, cast your care on Jesus because he cares for you. You know, Jesus can give you anything at any time in any way. Healing, you know, provision, whatever you need. But that's what we crave. What does Jesus crave for us? Trust, surrender, love to fill you. You know, I'm reading the Surrender Novena, and I pray it every day. And today's prayer was Jesus telling us, "I perform miracles in proportion to your full surrender to me and to you not thinking of yourself. I sow treasure troves of graces when you are in the deepest poverty. No person of reason, no thinker, has ever performed miracles, not even among the saints. He does divine works whoever surrenders to God. So don't think about it anymore, because your mind is acute, and for you it's very hard to see evil and to trust in me and to not think of yourself. Do this for all your needs. Do this, all of you, and you will see great continual silence miracles. I will take care of things. I promise this to you. You know, that is an amazing promise. He promises to take care of everything. Just today, say, Jesus, I trust in you.
Oh, I've been in the midst of turmoil so many times. And guess what happened? I would turn to the Lord. I wasn't feeling him, but I would turn to the Lord in the midst of this experience of being desolate, of being alone. Oh, yes, I turned to the Lord. He's the only one that can help you. Remember what Sadie said, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how.
Amen.
No one can help you but Jesus, for Jesus knows how. It's interesting. Very interesting. And the scriptures that really have really helped me, my builders in my life have conquered my destroyers. I have more builders building up than I have destroyers taking me down. It's all real. It's all real. Somebody came to me once and she said, is it all real? I said, it's all real. He's still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. It's all real. It's all real. And our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against the devil himself and all his evil angels. We don't want to spend any time about him. But I tell you, turn to the Lord in the midst of your desolate experience. Desolation, you don't make decisions when you're in desolation. And you don't make decisions when you're as high as a kite. You wait for you to get back to where you are, and you can make decisions guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we only want decisions that Jesus wants. I don't want my own decision. I want the decision that Jesus wants. And I'll get it because I want it. I'll get it because I want it. And he has given me the desire to want it. It's his desire. It's not my desire. I only say amen to the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, surrender, and he will do everything for you. But I don't feel it. I don't care what you feel today. I'm telling you, surrender, and he will do wonderful things for you.
You know, desolation allows you to be filled up. Blind faith allows you to see. You know, as Christians, we don't go by what we feel. We move on faith. You know, we move that everything is already done for us by Jesus. We move that in our weakness, Jesus gives us strength. You know, I pray that I can be poor in spirit so I can be rich in him. You know, we don't want to try to be our own kings in this world. I was my own king for many years. And all you get is pain, anxiety, and struggle. But it's by the mercy of God. Because God's trying to move you to a place of full reliance on him. You know, anyone can praise and thank God when you're in a season of consolation and you're in a season of goodness. But, you know, the real test of faith is if you're in a season of aridity and dryness, can you still move by faith in Jesus? And you know, there's more merit to that today. Today, Jesus wants you to know that he's with you and he'll never abandon you. Even if you feel he's not there, you know, this season is a gift. This season is a gift for you to obtain merit and obtain, you know, obtain supernatural centurion faith in the eyes of God. You know, God looks for pure faith and pure love. You know, I pray every day that love, being the highest virtue, is what can fill us. But to know how much we need to love God, we need to first know how much God loves us. And that love comes with an understanding that every season in our life is planned, that God would never abandon us, that even though you might not feel him today, he is right there with you. And he's looking for you today to turn to him and just move in faith. And you know, you go out there, you take a step out in faith, and he will anoint whatever you do, whatever you say. Amen.
I'm telling you about Ron right now, when we were at Holy Rosary. And Ron would say, "How are you doing today?" before the Mass. I says, "I am not doing well." He said, "That means we're going to have a great sermon."
Amen.
That means we're going to have a great sermon, because I'm not doing well, but God is doing well in me. That's real. That's real. I can write the book on discouragement, but it always has led me to surrender. It's always has led me to Jesus. It's always has led me to the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, desolation is real, but it doesn't need to destroy you, because you need a little faith. Faith of a mustard seed, a tiny bit of faith, not faith of a watermelon seed, but of a mustard seed. That's what you need. And then you use it. You use it. I believe, God, that you care about me in the midst of what I'm going through. I believe, God, that you're not only caring about me, but you're in me.
Yes.
And I believe that. I do not want to just tell you how I feel. I can do that too. But I want to go beyond my feelings. I want to go into faith.
Yes.
Faith, a little bit of faith. Lord, I believe that you're working this for my good. Lord, I believe you, despite what I'm feeling right now. I believe. It's real faith. Real faith produces real experiences. Oh, yes. As I have told you, when I've been the weakest, I know what it is to be the strongest.
Amen.
Jesus promises that in the Scripture. He promises that in the Scripture. So if you're feeling weak today, God's going to use you, if you allow yourself to be used. Or if you want to stay on the pity pot, you can do that too. Yeah, nothing will happen on the pity pot. Poor me. No. You want to know who's poor? The babies that they're going to abort today. That's who's poor. You want to know also who's poor? The children who don't have enough food to eat. They're poor. We're not poor. We have it all in Jesus Christ.
You do have it all, you know? And Jesus just wants you to have more of him, more faith, more belief. You know, so he takes us through these seasons in his mercy. Faith of a child. That's what we aspire to. Childlike faith. You know, when we hear the word of God, we just go, we move. You know, childlike faith is amazing, because children don't get in their way. You know, all we need to do is get out of the way for God to move in our lives. But, you know, I've been taught this, and he said this, and I read this. No. You know, a lot of times that's just pride. And God just wants us to hear his word and believe. Because where we end, he begins. Where we're weak, he is strong. You know, I just pray right now that an impartation, I pray for me and Father Tom as well, that an impartation of childlike faith will just come over you today. That the joy of the Lord will be your strength. that the Holy Spirit will fill you now. You know, praying for the joy of the Lord, praying out anything is a way to obtain it. You know, thy will be done, asking Jesus to just do it in your life. The simpler the prayer, the more God can move. We don't need these big complicated prayers that put parameters on what God should do or whatever he can do. Because the truth is, before you even knew you had a problem, God had an answer. Before you even knew something was wrong, God was working in your life to bring you higher with him. So just pray today, like we pray every day. God, thy will be done in my life. I know you have a perfect plan for me through today to move. You know, even if it might not be the day of glory like other days, I know it's a day that will bring me into glory in the eternal realm. It will be a day that builds my faith and trust in you. It will be a day that rings into eternity. You know, God just talking to me lately about the perfect love of God. And you know, we go through everything we go through in life because God wants us to see that he loves us with a perfect love, that the mind of God doesn't see things as the mind of human sees things. You know, where we see pain and think that God's abandoned us, God is actually smiling at us and putting us through something so that we can draw closer to him and experience more of his perfect love. You know, all God wants from you is everything today. All he wants is for you to experience the depths of his love, the breadth of his face, the height of his hope. You know, he wants to build you in virtue. You know, when I was with the monks, they told me that when they go to measure a saint in life, it's not about how many miracles he's done, about the gifts he has, about the acts he's done. Because those gifts are from God. They measure a saint by the virtue they carried, you know? So this is a word for a lot of us today, that God is using our circumstances because he wants to build us in virtue today. He wants to see when I draw back a little bit from you, will you still move in me? Will you still move in faith? Will you still have the virtue of a saint? And you know, these virtues are the gifts we can give to God. And it's not what God can do that pleases us. Because, you know, I love being filled with the glory of God more than anyone. Everyone does. But what can we do to please God? You know, when all seems lost, can we still have that centurion face to say, Jesus, I trust in you. You're the Lord and Savior of my life. I thank you for the glories, but I also thank you for the pain and struggle. Because I know that for those who love God, he works everything for the good.
Centurion faith, what's that now? The centurion that stood by the cross of Jesus Christ, he was a citizen of Rome. And at the end of the life of Jesus, he said, surely this was the Son of God. Surely. Now, this guy was not tutored in faith. He was tutored in false gods in Rome. But he said, surely this is the Son of God. Oh, yes, centurion faith is what we need. It's what we need. And not only centurion faith, but the Blessed Mother.
Yes.
She prays for us well. I have a picture of her right in front of me now. And oh, she's a creature, but her being a creature in heaven has so much more influence than my prayers.
Amen.
My prayers are beautiful by the grace of God, but nothing like our Blessed Mother. Yes. Nothing like our Blessed Mother. Now, Anthony goes out to the streets with the sign of Mary. Tell us what happens with that when you talk about our Blessed Mother.
You know, I will tell you this. The devil hates the Blessed Mother more than any creature, any creation. We'll be on the streets. We'll be praising and worshiping. People will be getting saved, laid out in the spirit, miracles, giving their life to God. And you know, unfortunately and sadly, it's a lot among other Christians. And we should all be united as one. So tell us, I love what you're doing, but what's up with that sign of Mary? And you know, a lot of times we can see we can see the graces being stopped immediately, and we can see all chaos breaking out from the most grace period. You know, what pleases Jesus? It never pleases Jesus to not love his mother. You know, what pleases Jesus? Jesus has opened me up to the fullness of faith, and Jesus has given us not only himself, his father, but he's given us all of heaven, all the saints, all the angels. You know, the more merit you have, the more, a lot of times, the more your prayers are being heard. But the merit of the saints in heaven are far greater than the merit of us on earth. And Mary, the mother of God, was born sinless, lived a sinless life, and she sits above all the angels and saints. So we don't pray to Mary. We ask Mary to pray for us. And I can tell you in my heart, you know, the rosary and Mary in 1 year has taken me out of addiction, death, sin, everything. And through Jesus, through Mary and the rosary, has given me a ministry, put me on the radio with you, given me hundreds of people to pray for under just trusting me with people. It has been a total flip in my life. And you know, sometimes where I was weak and I couldn't go directly to Jesus, I was taught about intercession. And I used to have every human intercede for me, Father Tom. And that was for 6 months. But then God taught me the intercession of the saints, the intercession of the heavenly army. And as soon as I got open to the fullness of faith and everything God gave his church and all the gifts that, you know, that the enemy wants to take away, it put me in a whole new stratosphere of love, of appreciation. God opened so many doors. Right now, the feeling of calmness and the feeling of love that's coming over you, it's coming from Jesus in heaven. But it's coming through Mary. And you know, there's nothing that I get more oppression on, and there's nothing that I'm battle more for than the Mother of God because of what she has done in my life. Father Thomas said many times he was healed through the Immaculate Heart of Mary from his epilepsy. Well, I was brought back to life through Jesus, through Mary. And today, God just wants you to open to the fullness of everything he's given you. He's given us the Bible, but he's also given us the church and 2,000 years of revelation, prayers. You know, we've prayed for 2,000 years and heaven has moved closer to us every single day through all the prayers of the saints. And we are all one unified body, all Christians. I go to all churches, all ministries, but there is a fullness that God wants you to experience, living sacramentally through his saint, through his mother. And I just impart this wisdom onto you now. And Jesus, I just ask for you to touch them and soften everyone's heart, those who may be listening, whose heart hasn't been softened, that they experience everything you went on that cross for. Each and everything.
I'm on an evangelical station, and I don't often talk about the Blessed Mother, but I'm not hiding her. She, through her intercession, brought healing to me of epilepsy. And you know what? I remember praying with Christine on the day before Halloween on the radio. She was having so many seizures that they said her brain was going to be not good. So I asked the people to pray for Christine. She had a helmet on her head, and we prayed. She took one more seizure and never did another one. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Can a mother forsake her child? Amen. Even if she forsake you, I will never forsake you, says the Lord. Hear that word. It's for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.